Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, I need to ask you a question. In the last segment, if you missed it, I asked Rob, are Jell-O shots overrated, underrated, or properly rated? Rob believes that they're overrated. I think they're properly rated. I think that Jell-O shots are good for parties. I think they are good for gatherings. If you were going to a float trip or a tailgate, if you're going to something like that, I don't think you can go wrong with bringing Jell-O shots. That is not a retail experience. I don't want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings and have a Jell-O shot. It's not really the place to have them. But if you pull up at the tailgate for the Chiefs and Eagles home opener and you pull up to the tailgate with 200 Jell-O shots, trust me, they will be happy and they will be gone. Rob says they're a little overrated. Perfectly fine. Someone on the text line said fudge shots are where they're at now. That's not a real thing, are they? I've never heard of this before. Is this a thing? Have you ever heard of this before? Because I never heard of this. Somebody said, I don't use Jell-O shots. I have tequila gummy bears. I have heard about doing the same thing with the gummy bears and just, you know, changing up a little bit. I don't know what this is. I never heard of this before. It sounds very improper is what it sounds like to me.
There's no way it's real. I mean, the tequila gummy bears, yeah, I mean.
I'm just asking. I don't know. Maybe that's what people are doing these days. I don't know.
Tequila gummy bear. Someone on the text line says you can spike a watermelon. Those things exist. But, I mean, fudge?
I was just asking. I don't know.
No. That's not real.
Okay. I was just asking. I wasn't sure. I just figured I would ask a question. I wasn't sure.
Talk about an all-time bad experience.
I mean, I know people are putting oregano in the brownie. I didn't know that they were putting alcohol in the brownie. I didn't know. I was not sure.
Think how dense a piece of fudge is. Like, part of the allure of Jell-O shots, you can just, like, kind of swallow it.
Rob, I was asking. I don't know. It could be two Americas. I didn't know. I didn't have all the information, so I figured I would ask you. You seem like someone who has maybe had one. I didn't know.
I mean, I've had chocolate beer, but I've never had alcoholic chocolate.
Okay. So, you know,
that's a first.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I just was curious. I didn't know what you thought, so I wanted to get your opinion. I appreciate your opinion. Can I have my old man take for the day? Because I think this is, I don't even know if this is an old man take as much as just an observation. I think we are running basketball players' bodies into the ground. And I don't think it is just an NBA issue. I think it is an issue across basketball and the way that it is played. I think if you turn basketball into a year-round sport, the way that a lot of people are using it, eventually, there are unintended consequences. We saw three separate players pop their Achilles in this year's NBA Finals. One was Damian Lillard. The other was Jason Tatum. And we just saw in Game 7 of the NBA Final, we saw Tyrese Halliburton pop his Achilles. Now, some of my opinion is tied into how we treat basketball at the younger level that we are having 14, 15, 16-year-old kids play high-level basketball basically year-round. And eventually those miles add up in the same way that we talk about with running backs. In the same way we say eventually there's only so many miles on the odometer. That kind of is true in basketball too. Hey, eventually, if you keep running and jumping and cutting and putting your body in these stressful situations, eventually something in your body is going to break down. I was reading an article like a year or so ago about this and like the epidemic of kids are tearing their ACLs at younger ages. They're having Tommy John surgery. They're doing all these things. And basically the article's summation was that human beings have gotten so big, so strong, and so fast that they are more athletic than ever before. But your Achilles muscle, it's the same Achilles muscle people have always had. So while your body is more athletic and can do these things, it's just not really designed to be able to withstand all of that force. And eventually, it just breaks. Like, your elbow is pretty strong. Your elbow is not made to throw 90-mile-an-hour pitches as continuously as people are doing it. So eventually you snap something in your elbow. Eventually you snap something in your calf. And that's why we have the amount of injuries that we have. Just think about the last year for Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese Haliburton took his team to the conference finals last year. So you played, let's give a rough estimate. Let's say 85, 90 NBA games last year. Just off the top of my head. Let's say you played 90 NBA games. You then don't get an offseason because you went to go play in the Olympics. So you went to Paris to play in the Olympics. You then come back to play basketball in the United States. You play a regular season schedule. Your team plays 20 games in the NBA playoffs. And then eventually you get a significant lower leg muscle injury. At this point, I think we know what calf injury says. Hey, you're in danger of popping your Achilles. If you keep playing with a calf injury, then eventually what happened to Tyrese Haliburton is going to happen. That the only way to stop that from happening is to stop playing. But obviously, nobody wants to feel like they can go out there and feel like they can play and then sit on the sideline and watch their team in the NBA Finals. So if you're saying there's a chance that you can do it, it's not 100%. I mean, he played game 5 with this injury, didn't tear his Achilles. He played game 6 with this injury, didn't tear his Achilles. But eventually, if you keep playing with that injury, there is only one possible outcome. You could sense from his reaction yesterday that he knew it, that somebody told him what the risk is and what the danger is in continuing to play. Because if you go back and watch the injury, you don't got to watch it from when he actually pops it. Watch it from his reaction. He instantly knows. And the first thing that you can see him say is, I did it, I did it, I did it. Because we all knew what could happen in that scenario. Now, I've been a big proponent of, I don't think the NBA season needs to be that long. And I think the big reason why, especially in baseball and in basketball, the reason that the seasons are so long, A, is obviously money, and B, because that's how we've always done it. But just say right now, if we were starting over, let's say that tomorrow the NBA goes bankrupt and they're done. We don't have any more money to pay the players. We have to cease operations today. And let's say that somebody else came in and says, you know what? I have the right idea for basketball. I think there's a better, more modern way of doing it. There is no way that you come up with a game where the season, I looked this up because I was curious. The Pacers' first game was October 22nd, and then their last game was June 22nd. There's no way you come up with that basketball league. There's no way you think that league can work now. The best thing for the NBA would be to start in December, to start closer to Christmas. I looked it up. That would mean the NBA regular season would be about 55 games. That's probably the right amount. But no, they got to play 82 games. Then they got to play 7-game series. This is just going to continue to happen. We have been asking a certain group of players to play high-level AAU for 5-6 years. Been playing it since you were in middle school, where you play probably 50, 60 high-level basketball games each year in your adolescent years. You then go to college. You then go to NBA and you keep doing it. You practice. You work out. Eventually, something is going to pop. And we are seeing more and more of these instances where something is popping. This is not an injury that if we go back 20, 30 years ago, that was happening to able-bodied 26 and 27-year-old athletes. This is becoming a more common occurrence that I do think we have to ask ourselves, why and how does this happen as frequently as it appears to happen? And I think we're just running basketball players' bodies into the ground. And I'm not asking you guys to feel bad for them. I know they make a lot of money. They know the risk and all of those things. But just as a fan of sport, watching Tyrese Haliburton go down yesterday was devastating. It was really, really hard to watch. Knowing how important he is, knowing the stakes, the magnitude, like I cannot imagine. I've been spending around the clock trying to get my body fully ready to go out here and can compete in a game seven. I feel good. I played really good in game six. I get off to a great start in game seven. I take three threes. I make all three of my threes. I'm cooking. Hey, we're about to go win the NBA championship. You make a routine basketball play. It's not like he was doing something weird, didn't fall awkwardly. This is a routine pump fake drive to the basket, and it just exploded right in front of us. He goes to the ground. He's upset. Just devastating. I think we have to ask ourselves, like, hey, is this the best way to do this? And I think the answer in basketball is clearly no. I don't think anybody's going to do anything about it. There's just too much money to be made at this point. There's too much money to be made at the youth level. There's too much money in the NBA level that no one is going to do anything about it. But if you ask me, why do we keep seeing guys tear their Achilles? Because, man, you've been playing high-level basketball for 15, 16 years now with minimal breaks in between. Eventually, something is going to break, and we're seeing its muscles on your body eventually just give out.
I mean, when we talked about this before the show, what rang in my head was what LeBron said last week when he was on with Steve Nash on the podcast about how we are burning kids out. There is not only the mental wear and tear, the physical one I think we are now seeing. And I know the text line doesn't like the NBA, and they're going to have no sympathy for the $60 million players getting hurt, and I get that. But it's not always the $60 million players that get hurt. Sometimes you've had your kid play basketball or baseball or football so much over the course of a calendar year, their bodies break down in high school, their bodies break down in college. And I'm not talking like their bodies break down at Kansas, where it's like, okay, you can get a medical red shirt, you're still one of the best players in the world. Sometimes you're at an NAIA school and you've been playing basketball year-round for the last 10 years and your body breaks down and now your career is just over and you're doing it with a torn Achilles. Like, specializing in sports and having a kid play that only one sport year-round, I think you are seeing the mental and physical side effects of that, because Tyrese Haliburton and Damian Lillard were not Kevin Durant and LeBron James. This is the new era of athlete that played basketball 24/7, 365, and they're breaking down fast.
Yeah, I just think a lot of it is just, and I don't even necessarily know if it is all of the, like, you only focus on one thing. Like, I just did a quick Google search. I typed in Tommy John surgery kids, the number one search. Tommy John surgery has become incredibly prevalent among youth. According to the Chicago University Medical Center, the biggest age group that needs surgery in the country, that needs Tommy John surgery, is 15 to 19-year-olds. Like, man, your elbow is just not made to do what pitchers do. And if you do that as, like, if your kid is going around the country and playing in all these travel tournaments and pitching 2-3 times a week, like, you have to know what the health risks are. Think about it. We talk about Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans has had 2 Tommy John surgeries and is also having shoulder injuries. Well, yeah, you've been pitching for a really, really long time. Eventually, that just creates some strain on muscles in your body. So whether it's Tommy John surgery, and it sounds to me like it's turning into Achilles injuries for basketball players, this is just something that is just part of the game that you just got to deal with. You have a Tommy John surgery, you're out for a year, and then you come back hopefully good as new, because we are seeing these guys. We saw it happened in almost every round of the NBA playoffs, and it's also not a surprise to me that 2 of the players that did it recently played in the Olympics. So you didn't really have an off season. You've been playing basketball this entire time, and eventually your body just simply gave out, and now you're going to have to sit out for the next year. Coming up on the other side, let's get back to the Royals as they went 4-2 last week in their road trip. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into The Drive. To wrap up a conversation we were just having, we were talking about the Tyrese Haliburton injury that happened in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and I believe that a lot of the Achilles injuries that we are seeing is just a product of overuse. That we have a group of players that have been playing basketball basically year-round for the last 10, 15 years of their life. Eventually, one of those muscles gives way, and I think we're seeing more and more it is your Achilles. If you are a basketball player, we had three separate players pop their Achilles during the NBA playoffs, two of which were on the Olympic team last year. I just think that overusing the muscle and running and jumping and cutting and doing all those things, eventually something gives way, and I think we're seeing what that is. We were using this comparison to what we see with players' elbows and baseball, where a Tommy John surgery, we just don't think about it, but it's become so common of an injury. So I looked this up. I had never seen this stat before. They did a study, and they concluded that 57% of the Tommy John surgeries that happened over the last decade have been performed on kids between the ages of 15 to 19 years old. Now, maybe some of you either had Tommy John surgery or your kid is somebody that needed Tommy John surgery. Can you imagine needing serious elbow surgery at 16 years old from playing baseball? Like, a lot of this is just our bodies were just not made to do a lot of the things that we are asking it to do athletically for as long as people have been doing them. And it's just uncomfortable movements that eventually something just gets out of whack. And I think you're seeing that with players' elbows, where we mentioned Tommy John surgery and it's just like a, oh yeah, no big deal. You have this surgery, you'll be back in 6 to 8 months. I mean, Shohei, had to stop pitching because he had it. Well, all right, he'll just hit for now, and now they're trying to bring him back as a pitcher. Like, it's just become such a common injury in baseball where now players have it multiple times, and we don't think about it. Cole Reagan's had multiple Tommy John surgeries, and last year was one of the five best pitchers in baseball. Like, that is just how these things kind of work. But 57% of these surgeries have been performed on 15 to 19-year-old people. It's just a wild number. Rob, before we get back to the Royals in a, you know, present day, what they're doing since, have you seen some of the changes to America's favorite restaurant? Now, you might be wondering, oh, what are you talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about. Because there's only one America's favorite restaurant. It's Red Lobster. And I haven't forgotten that you guys were willing to leave Red Lobster for dead. You went there and got your endless shrimp and your Cheddar Bay biscuits, and you were ready to leave Red Lobster behind. Five-star dining. When I think about some of the great things that this country has given to the rest of the world, Red Lobster right now is at the top of the list. Maybe we wouldn't have some of the problems that we have in this world if more people just sat down and broke bread at Red Lobster. So I can't believe that you guys, A, in the past, have given so much disrespect to America's finest restaurant. And I can't believe that you guys are willing to leave them for dead when they needed our help the most. But it's okay. They're on the way back. Did you see that they're adding 10 new menu items? It's my responsibility to share this with you because we almost lost Red Lobster. Rob, now they got a seafood boil out there. They now got $5 cocktails whenever you want to go. You just had your one-year anniversary, right? Where'd you go? You went to the Crossroads. You got on a rooftop. You thought you were fancy, huh? You know what your wife really wanted? She wanted to go to Red Lobster. She wanted to get the Steak Oscar, a juicy sirloin steak topped with lumps of crab meat finished with a decadent cream sauce. Or she wanted the Salmon Oscar, where you swap out the steak for the salmon. Maybe she wanted the crab-topped asparagus or the crab-topped potato that has recently been added to the menu. These are fresh-caught crabs right from the sea. They go get this from the sea, and then they fly it into your local Red Lobster because there is a commitment to quality and taste. Again, it is my responsibility to share this to you guys. Oh, talk sports. No, I'm talking about your survival. I'm talking about you elevating your palate and going to America's finest restaurant, Red Lobster.
So me and you see this a little differently.
Here you go, about to start hating. I can feel it that you hating. Why?
Do you know what these changes have taught me? The new CEO of Red Lobster, he got the job. He was very excited. They probably put the little name, new name tag, new nameplate on his door. Out with the old and with the new. And then he inherited a mess. He thought, endless shrimp? Yuck. That's killing us. We're getting set back. How do we fix things? And he's making wholesale changes. I saw on top of things you mentioned, he's going to have seafood boils like you're down in New Orleans.
Real.
He's going to have sangria flights. That's what people need, a flight of sangria. And they're going to have special happy hours where they're going to offer $5 drinks.
Exactly.
The CEO of Red Lobster saw Red Lobster the same way I did. It stunk. So let's throw out all that we have.
Hold on. Can I call a timeout?
Let's rip out all the old and bring in the new.
I don't like the way you said stunk and put such an emphasis on it. They had bad leadership and bad coaching.
Yeah, the leadership was endless shrimp for 12 months a year. That's a bad promotion. We're fixing it.
We've seen that happen before where a team doesn't have a good coach, but the foundation is there. You know what Red Lobster was? Red Lobster, honestly, is the Chiefs. That's what they are. They're the Chiefs. Remember when the Chiefs had a little bit of a down period? They had Scott Pioli. They had Todd Haley. They had Romeo Crennel. A proud organization had lost its way. They needed an Andy Reid to come in and instantly turn things around. That's what this young CEO is doing. Look at that. They've changed the menu. Rob, they started adding 3 summer-ready cocktails to the drink menu, $5 a piece. Do you want a
Patron Silver with guava and blue curacao, finished with a Starry lemon lime soda and a sugar rim for $5. Sign me up. You want to go after work? I'm buying. How about the Purple Haze cocktail with the Still G-I-N by Dre and Snoop and a little pear and fresh lemonade with a light gold shimmer? I mean, where can you go to get this kind of creativity? And then you go get the best side in the business, which is the Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits. Freshly cut salad. Last time I went to Red Lobster, I saw them out back. They were chopping up the lettuce fresh. They were growing it out back. They were taking it in, chopping it up, cooking it up right there, farm to table at Red Lobster. I'll never forgive you guys for what you did. I'm serious. I'll never, ever forgive you guys what you tried to do to Red Lobster during its time of need. All the times that Red Lobster had been there for you, a birthday, a graduation, a celebratory meal, all the times it had been there for you. And then when it was dark outside, fair weather, not me, not me. I'm here to do the Lord's work. I'm here to share the love of Red Lobster. Someone said, how much is the Red Lobster lobbyist paying you? Oh, I'm doing this pro bono. I'm doing this for free. This is my civic duty. This is what I've been put here to do.
All I know is that the new CEO saw the massive success that Chili's and Texas Roadhouse were having and said, I got to get like that model. What I inherited was a mess. The Red Lobster you like, the Red Lobster you knew, that's not the Red Lobster of today.
Here you go.
That's the Red Lobster of yesteryear.
Hating.
That's the back in my day. That's the throwing a basketball into a peach basket Red Lobster. We're innovating now. We're changing the game. Texas Roadhouse. We did a story on the show, months ago, about how it's now the most popular fast casual chain. You want to know why? They have great bread, they have great jumbo margs, good steaks, and quality sides. New CEO walks into Red Lobster. We got the bread component done. Everything else, we got to fix. Sangria flights, $5 drinks. That'll be our jumbo marg. And you know what? No more endless shrimp. We're going to have salmon, Oscar style, because that's what people want. And we're going to offer quality sides and a larger depth of seafood information and seafood options. That is good work by the new CEO. You wax poetically about the old Red Lobster. It stinks. And I hope they get a new logo to go with this massive wholesale change.
Okay, all right. Now we're trying to change the logo. This is nuts. Can I tell you one more thing they're doing and then we can move on? Because you got to know this. Now, I know that you've never, ever experienced these kinds of combinations of flavors before. So with their seafood boil, now they have a mariner boil. That's like a lobster tail. They also got like a lobster crab and a mix of smoked sausage and shrimp with the standard corn and red potatoes. I mean, you've had a seafood boil before. It's delicious. You didn't know that you could customize your seasonings with it. You want the roasted garlic butter? They can do that. You want the Cajun butter? They got that too. Or Rob, I know that your palate has never experienced Old Bay seasoning. I know you've never had Old Bay. I ain't talking about an old girlfriend. I'm talking about Old Bay seasoning here. You've never once experienced it before. You can get that over at Red Lobster too. We're changing America, one seafood boil at a time.
Hold on. I want to make sure I get this correct. They're gloating about adding Old Bay, a seasoning that is synonymous with crab cakes and Maryland and seafood. It's 2025, and they're just finding out that's a thing people like on their seafood? That's what I'm talking about. Whoever was running things before was terrible. They only seem to think people like shrimp, and we can give them shrimp 500 ways, and they'll just party on. No, people like crab cakes with some Old Bay seasoning. I got family that used to live in Baltimore. I know about Old Bay, and I know about crab cakes. Apparently, the old Red Lobster CEO, he didn't. We just need wholesale changes. You know what? I'm pro change the name. Let's go from Red Lobster to Crimson Crustacean, because it's a new era.
Someone on the text line says, Red Lobster has been trash for ages. This will probably be a flop. I know. Go ahead and block me. Bro, I'm not going to block you. That's why I'm telling you, because I want you to know. I want you to get this. Somebody called Red Lobster the Applebee's of the sea. I might block that person. I might block that person because that's wildly disrespectful to talk about the greatest American restaurant. We can move on. I've done my part. So today, when your wife sends you a text, hey, babe, you hungry? Where do you want to eat? Oh, you tell her, babe, I got it. I'm going to take you somewhere special. Where are we going? Capitol Grill? No, somewhere better than that. Really, where? Oh, it's this new restaurant. Really, where is it? Don't worry about it. Rojo Lobster. That's where you're taking her. That's where you're going. That's where I want you to go tonight. Take you and your old bae. Take her to Red Lobster. Rob, I really feel like we did our part today. I really feel like we did our part.
And a swing and a ball well hit. Deep to right field. Caglione back. Caglione leaps. And he made the catch up against the fence. Jack Caglione takes an extra base hit away from Merrill. The rookie right fielder, still learning the position, makes a great play right in front of the fence.
Jack Caglione had the play of the weekend for the Kansas City Royals. A phenomenal catch by him. A really, really good catch. Let me ask you this, Rob, on a very serious note. No more Red Lobster, on a very serious note. Do you think people are happy with Jack Caglione? Because you remember there was a lot of buzz about Jack Caglione coming up. We were outside the stadium. They got 30,000 people out there. It was a really big deal. Jack Caglione is coming back to Kauffman Stadium for a second homestand. You got a chance to now see him for a handful of games. What, he's at like 65 ABs so far? So you got a chance to see him for a little bit. Do you think that some of the shine has worn off? Are people happy? Are people frustrated? Are they disappointed? Do they understand that it's a learning experience? Because you remember, for the longest time, it was, hey, the offense is broken. Bring Cags up. We were doing Cags Watch down the minor leagues. You and I were interviewing people in Omaha, interviewing people in Northwest Arkansas. There was a time where, behind Bobby Witt Jr., he was the second most important and people really wanted to know about him. Now, we got a chance to see him for a little bit, and I certainly think there's a lot of reasons to be encouraged by what you've seen. I'm not saying you should be out on Jack Caglione or selling your stock on him, but we are talking about a baseball player that's hitting 200 right now that has an on-base percentage of 250 so far. So I'm curious, now that he is coming back to Kauffman Stadium, do you think that was like a 1 week, hey, everybody's really excited, let's go out there to see Cags, and now we'll just see how this thing plays itself out? Or do you think there's still a energy, a buzz? Do you think people are still fascinated with Jack Caglione?
I think people are still fascinated. But I do think for people who had outlandish expectations, he's going to need to start delivering a little more, or you might start losing the casual. Just we'll use our newsroom for the example. Dana Wright, who works over at 98.1, is a Royals fan, but no one would confuse her for the top-of-the-line Royals fan. She doesn't know who the prospects are. She doesn't know about Carter Jensen being called for AAA today. She just enjoys baseball. She is still hyped up about Jack Caglione, and I think that is still the thought because he has had a couple of moments. He had the towering home run in Texas. He had the home run he hit that was hilariously out of the strike zone. He had the big play yesterday that kept the game intact before eventually the Royals did lose it. He's had, moments that have popped on social media. So the fascination is still there. But as we get to 75, 80, 90, 100, 125 ABs, his production needs to match the moments. And right now, I think he's hitting 203, slugging somewhere in the 300s, which is nice, but he needs to be hitting a little better. And then if you can look at the Jumbotron, look at, was it Crown Vision, what they call it? And he's hitting 245, 250, and he's pounding home runs, and you have the social media moments, and you have the hype combined with the actual day in and day out productivity, I think the hype will crank all the way back up. But for now, it's still there, but I think it's starting to wane a hair. But it's there because the moments are still popping on social media.
I think the lesson with Jack Caglione is simple. I guess it's two lessons. The first lesson is baseball is hard. And it's really, really hard when you are 22 years old. I think part of the reason why it takes baseball players so long to get up and why players are kind of frustrated with, hey, this guy's been down the minor leagues. I think some of it is just to give you as many real live at-bats that you possibly can. I know we played a lot of high-level college baseball, but this is the highest level of baseball that you can possibly play. This is not playing Arkansas on a Tuesday. This is not playing a double-A team. You're going on the road to go against the Padres. Then you come back home and you play the Dodgers, and then you play the Mariners. We're talking about these are good baseball teams with high-level pitchers. So part of it is baseball is hard. And I don't care how easy one can make it look in the minor leagues. When you get to this level and guys are throwing breaking balls that you've never seen before. Have you seen the clip? It was just a couple of days ago I saw it. This guy threw a slider. I don't remember what team it was. This slider had so much movement. The batter fell down when he swung at it. You saw that highlight? He swung and fell down. He got fooled that much. Pitchers are throwing with such velocity, such spin, such arm angle. Just the degree of difficulty is drastically different than everywhere else that you've been. I also think the second lesson from this is, hey man, scouting reports are real. And just because you haven't been doing at the major leagues, they got minor league scouts. They got film down there. So even though you haven't seen them do it against the Yankees or against the Dodgers or against these teams, they have scouts that are going through the research. And they know more than ever before what your strengths and weaknesses are. So by the time you get here, they just know how to pitch you, especially when you're one of these kind of prospects. Oh, that guy's been incredible down at the minors. Okay, well, what is he good at? What do we need to stay away from? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? And I think you are seeing that teams are pitching him in certain ways that it just comes with time and more experience. So I don't think there's any reason to be down or disappointed or, oh, man, I thought he was going to be. No. He is a 22-year-old who just a year ago was playing college baseball and has already made it to the majors. It's just going to be a little bit of a process. And if you were hoping that he was just going to come in instantly from basically college 50 games later, be in the major leagues and be a guy who's hitting 270, hitting with power and has a 350 on base percentage, I would just say that you had a very unrealistic expectation. We were talking a lot about him coming in and being the savior. I'm sorry, your savior is not a 22-year-old who plays 50 games of minor league baseball and then joins you in the middle of the season. It was always an unrealistic expectation to be placed on him from the very, very beginning. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Rob, I'm going to put you to the test here. I'm going to put you to the test because you have crossed a very important life milestone. Congratulations to you. You and your wife have been married for 1 year. I know because I was there. I saw it. I danced. We shared a drink together. I talked to your parents. You had a nice spread. It was a great time. You've been married for a year. What have you learned about marriage in your first year of being married?
Oh, the answer is easy. Communication is key. As long as you and the person you're with are always on the same page and working toward the same thing, you might come at it different ways, different people handle things differently. But as long as you're open and communicating, you can get through most issues. It's when people just assume, I know what this person's doing, and things go left, then they get mad. You don't assume, communicate. Communication is key.
Chris Rock has this bit where he says that a couch is not that difficult to pick up if two people are doing it. It's really hard to pick up if one person wants to do it. So that sounds like a really, really important thing. Now, let me ask you this. You love your wife. For better or worse, you guys have decided you're in this for the long haul. You went to Kansas. Your wife went to Kansas. What if one day she woke up and said, you know what? I'm kind of tired of cheering for them. I kind of like Missouri. What would your reaction be?
Stunned. What? Where is this coming from? This would be...
Just want to know.
Altering.
Maybe she's been listening to the show and she thinks, you know what? That other guy makes some really good points. Maybe cheering for Kansas isn't nearly as enjoyable as I thought it was going to be. And now it's time for me to cheer for Kansas. How would that make you feel if tomorrow...
Shake me to my core. No.
Who is this person?
Imposter syndrome is happening. Who are you?
Who is this person? I'm saying... You think you know somebody, and then one day they wake up and they just say, you know what? I don't want to cheer for that team anymore. I want to cheer for a new team. I want to cheer for Missouri. I mean, you're going to a Missouri game this year. What if when you go to Columbia, have you been to a football game in Columbia
I've been to one football game and one basketball game there.
Has your wife been to one before?
No.
Okay. What if she goes over there and she's just like, wait, this is far superior to what we've been doing at Kansas. This is so much better. I want to cheer for a team in the SEC. I want to cheer for Mizzou. What if that happens? You don't think that's a realistic possibility? Sounds very realistic to me.
Then she's going to find another ride home because she's got the Uber or Lyft or one of those. Ride a train and go to Herman and get a train. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know. If we walk out of the KUMU game at Froh Field and she's doing the MIZ chant, we are fighting. I don't care how important communication is. We're done communicating. What has happened?
I mean, she communicated to you. I don't want to do that anymore. Aren't you supposed to love her through all that? For better or worse. You didn't say, I only love you if you cheer for Todd Reesing. No, you love her if she cheers for Chase Daniel. That's the agreement that you and her have. That is what you have signed up for, my friend. I want that for you, honestly.
If I came home from work one day and she had strong Sam Horn versus Drew Prisbilla opinions, I would be stunned and upset.
I'd be trying to wonder where she found that out from. Hey, how do you know who Sam Horn is?
Sam Horn's an idea. How do you know anything about it?
I'd be just so confused. And she just came in and just was like, hey, you know what? I want to talk to you about Mookie Cooper. Yo, what is going on right now? How do you know this? I did not know this story. You guys made fun of me last week for I didn't know the story about Tank 7.
So back in around 2007, we were making a beer called Saison Brett. It's a Belgian Saison that we inoculate with a wild yeast strain when we put it in the bottles or keg. But that yeast is really finicky, right? It's hard to control. It's hard to get it to do what we want to do. Okay. And so the yeast hadn't propped up. It hadn't grown enough for us to add it to a tank of this Belgian Saison. And so we had this fermenter full of this beer, and rather than dumping it, one of the brewers was like, hey, what if we like dry hop this? So they did it. And so when this dry hop saison was in that fermenter, the brewers would come by and take a sample out.
Yeah.
And people would walk by and they were like, what are you drinking? And they're like, we don't know. It's whatever's in tank number 7. Because it was in a fermentation tank vessel number 7. So the brewers became really fond of this dry hop saison.
And you know if the brewers are drinking it.
It's got to be good, right?
It's good.
There was a beer fest in Power and Light, and they put some of this beer in a keg. And that won, like best in show. So the brewers came back to our marketing department at the time. They're like, we have this beer, this dry hop saison. We think it's great. When they were like, we got the perfect name for it. We're going to call it the Poet of the Plains. And the brewers were like, hell no. We're going to call it Tank 7 because it's the only thing that tank ever did that was worth a damn, right?
Yeah.
So Tank 7 was born.
You guys made fun of me last week for not knowing that story. I mean, I've taken the Boulevard tour one time, but that's just not a story that I had retained in memory. I thought the story was cool. The text line made fun of me for not remembering that story. So maybe I'm having this same kind of moment. Did you know, Rob, that this weekend, the founder of FedEx, his name is Fred Smith. You guys might know his son. His son is Arthur Smith. His son was the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans and then went on to be a head coach. So Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, his company was, they were not doing good. You know, people were just using the regular standard mail to ship their packages. They were about to fall to bankruptcy. So you know what? This man had a dream. He took the last $5,000 of his company and he went down to Las Vegas and played blackjack with his company's last $5,000. Rob, did you know that while in Vegas playing blackjack, he turned that $5,000 into $27,000? This allowed them to be able to cover the fuel and continue operations for another week, and that gave him more time to find proper funding and fix things and get FedEx up and running. I did not know this story until the man passed away. I did not know the story of FedEx. Why is this not a movie? This sounds like a movie. I mean, they made movies for these kind of things. Did you see that one movie where we figured out how we got Flamin' Hot Cheetos? They made a movie about how we got the video game Tetris. We get these movies and these kind of stories all the time. Why is this not a story that we all know? That FedEx is a company because this man took his last $5,000 and went to go play blackjack in Vegas and turned it into $27,000. And then he turned it and took that $27,000 and turned it into a billion-dollar business. This should be a movie.
I mean, I don't know why it's not a movie. Did you ever see that Hot Cheetos movie?
I did.
That was
directed okay.
by Eva Longoria. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was all right.
This one has a chance to be good. I think it would have to be, I mean, you'd have to kind of make it a little bit of a comedy if you're down to your, you know, into a blackjack table. But yeah, I would watch this movie. I'd watch this movie before the Hot Cheetos story, and I didn't mind the Hot Cheetos story. Also, I did not know Arthur Smith was.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, that's his dad. Yeah, no, Arthur Smith, his dad, is the founder of FedEx.
I had no idea. That's the part of the story that blew my mind more than anything.
I know you might be surprised, but Bronny James is not the only person in sports who has benefited from nepotism. I know we thought that for like there was a time there. It was like, wait, only one person has ever benefited from nepotism. No, I'm telling you, that is not the case. Arthur Smith also got his start. He started with Washington because their field is called FedEx Field. That's how Arthur Smith got a job in the National Football League. Probably didn't know that. Look at that. That also should be a movie about Arthur Smith.
That's the more mind-boggling thing to me.
You know what? I'm here to give you that information, man. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Royals lost the series this weekend. The NBA is over. Hockey is over. Golf has finished up 3 of its majors. We are reaching that portion of the sports season. Keep it right here. So drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.